On Tuesday night's council meeting, which was back in a newly renovated Shire Hall, a response concerning Sophiasburg Councillor Bill Roberts' metaphor comparing the complexities of the county's at-large cattle issue to the ends of Don King's hair began the public proceeding. Mayor Steve Ferguson began with an apology.
Let me first say that for the time that I have known him, Councillor Roberts has always been a passionate advocate of inclusivity and the elimination of racism in Prince Edward County and elsewhere in the world. Last year, Council passed an anti-racism policy that now applies to all members of Council in all areas of their responsibilities, including at meetings and public events. The policy states that Council will lead and model inclusive behavior and language and not participate in discriminating conduct. They will support, promote, and foster the principles of this policy in all our work and interactions. There was clearly a failure to uphold the policy at the April 11th meeting, and for that I want to apologize, and I believe I probably speak for members of Council, and for the fact that this apology has taken this long to be made.
Councillor Roberts then explained his reasoning behind the metaphor and his regrets about it being quote-unquote misconstrued or misunderstood.
As for me comparing Don's head to feral cattle, that absolutely never happened. I was clearly referencing the complex number of loose ends that a particular public safety issue presented. It was a clear metaphor comparing the loose ends of an issue with iconic pop culture hair loose ends. Indeed, my only reference was to a famous and flamboyant boxing promoter who made a very public and very personal trademark of his wild hair with lots of loose ends, a thing he reveled in then and still revels in at the age of 91. If my remarks were misconstrued or misunderstood, I regret that.
Picton Councillor Kate McNaughton concluded the discussion on racism by stating,
"You know, I didn't get very triggered by it, but someone who's Black might get very triggered by that. I don't own those triggers. So part of our, as a very homogenous group, we're all white, to be able to say it's okay that one of us made a comment like that is, I think it's not for us to determine if that's okay."
For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.